Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome, welcome. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, the Keystone Sports app as well. Dustin Hockensmith and Greg Pickle getting us started here with your Penn State football, the latest there, looking at recruiting to get things started as we usually do to kick off this show. Devin Ford, Anthony DeSilva are both scheduled to join us in just a little bit. Devin Ford's a five-star running back from Virginia. Anthony DeSilva, the walk-on kicker commit from Bethlehem Catholic. So that'll be the next couple segments after this one. Greg's Twitter mailbag, it sounds like I'm going to be answering questions that were directed for Greg. So you talk about your all-time bait and switch.
That's right.
The people firing off questions to Greg on Twitter are going to get my responses instead. So I'll apologize in advance for that one. But I will do my best. It's kind of a cute little fan Q&A to get us through here. And I'll be answering the questions. So I wanted to start, Greg. And it's funny thinking about this because there have been a few other times where I'm looking at Penn State and what they're doing and recruiting, and I'm saying to myself, boy, this is like all-time high type level of how they're going about their business.
Yeah.
Linebacker was the most recent one following the Lance Dixon commitment. I think we did that last week, as a matter of fact. So now they get John Dunmore, the four-star from Florida, a wide receiver. And I'm looking at the bigger picture at how they've recruited wide receivers. And I would say that it's on an upward path, but since James Franklin arrived in 2014, this has been, I don't know, it might be the best position they've recruited over the years has been wide receiver, the most consistent, I think, for sure. And John Dunmore just adds to that.
Right. So, I mean, you look at what Penn State's done since James Franklin arrived. Juwan Johnson was his. Brandon Polk was his. And then you have, I mean, the group of freshmen of Shorter, Daniel George, Jahan Dotson. You have Cam, and then you have the redshirt freshman group, Cam Sullivan, Brown, Matt Kippenhammer, and KJ Hamler. I mean, look, the reason Penn State's not really, I think, terribly concerned about losing John Metchie, look, you would have loved to have him and have him and John Dunmore be your receiver class, and that's that. But, Dustin, you got six guys between the two classes but signed prior to this one. And if you look at the 247 Sports offer listing, Penn State has like 18 wide receiver offers out in the class of 2020. Julian Fleming leads that list to Southern Columbia, five-star. Rakeem Jarrett, probably going to Ohio State. Washington, D.C., four-star, put Penn State in his top four on Sunday night. So, I mean, I think what they're doing here is they're trying to try and get one in this class like they always do. Sometimes that works out. Sometimes it doesn't. Daylon Darien moving to linebacker, for example. I think they're in really good shape here. The question becomes, obviously, if you would lose, obviously you're going to lose Tompkins. If you lose Johnson and or Polk after this season, then it gets a little bit hairy. But I think you agree that Justin Shorter and KJ Hamler are both seen as guys that could probably start this year. So if you lose one of those guys and you bring everyone that you're supposed to have back, you should be just fine regardless.
So I think if that scenario unfolds and that you lose Juwan Johnson a year early, you're losing DeAndre Tompkins regardless. If you lose a guy like Brandon Polk, if you have – if one or both of those unexpected events happen. So let's just say all three of those guys leave. So you still are left with Justin Shorter. You still are left with KJ Hamler, who I think we both expect to play a pretty big role this year.
Right.
Mack Hippenhammer is good enough, I think, to be the next DeAndre Tompkins, the guy who can thrive outside or inside, do a little bit of both, focus on one or the other. I think Mack and Hippenhammer, that's his job after DeAndre Tompkins leaves, is to be the next guy in that regard. They're not hurting at all. In that scenario, I do think John Dunmore will be an outstanding candidate to play right away. I don't know if it's a starter. I don't know if it's not. Daniel George in the 18 class would be another guy as a likely redshirt freshman in 2019 to see the field. They've got a bunch of contingencies in play here. But John Dunmore is a guy, he's really polished.
Yes.
He's different than these other guys. Daniel George, for example, is a really well-rounded athlete. John Dunmore, you look at him, you watch his film, and he's kind of a skinny dude.
Yeah.
He's listed, I think, at 6'2", 6'3", in that 170 range. But I've made this comparison a couple times. DeAndre Hopkins from the Houston Texans, who right now, his fifth or sixth year in the league, is 6'3", 195 pounds. He's that wiry guy who just – he's sneaking competitive. He is a good athlete. Body control, hands, all that type of stuff. You saw him targeted a lot in the red zone. If Penn State has any conceivable need whatsoever, I think John Dunmore can hit the field pretty early and play. Again, we had this conversation earlier in the week, if Penn State can get to the finish line with him.
Right.
You know, I think this conversation is sparked by John Dunmore's commitment, but it's also much bigger than that. Penn State's just been doing this really well since day one, and Chris Godwin was not James Franklin's guy. He was not right. The guy that he pursued from the beginning. But James Franklin sealed the deal there. Then he went on to get Saeed Blacknall, who, according to 24/7 Sports, was the highest rated player in Penn State's 2014 recruiting class.
Right, exactly. So I think the other thing, too, as it relates to receiver recruiting, is that you do not want to go a couple more than a few cycles without, you know, probably two guys at least. And I think the reason for that is this new redshirt rule. If you put a guy out there to play as a true freshman and he blows you away, you got to play him. But guess what? That means you're starting his clock on his eligibility of 4 years, of course. But I mean, let's be honest, there's a lot of freshman wide receivers who play and they leave for the NFL after their junior year. Yeah. So that changes everything. You're right. Dunmore is a guy. And look, I mean, Jahan Dotson, Daniel George, and Justin Shorter, they should all see some time, right? Even if it's just garbage time to get their feet wet. But what if they go out there, excuse me, Dustin, and do something, you know, extraordinary? Then what?
That's where this four-game rule, I think, is really going to be interesting. If that happens, because you can use it in a few different ways. In a case like this, you can use it as a audition of sorts. I'll call it the Miles Sanders effect.
It would have been so good if he had that role for in his favor.
He'd be a redshirt sophomore right now.
Yes.
But I think that you can see what they've got. Give him a little audition. If they're in high in that yellow stoplight group, then you can see what they've got. But Daniel George, I would not expect a burnt redshirt this year. I think with Shorter, with Hamler, Polk, Juwan Johnson, DeAndre Tompkins, you're already going, what is that, five deep for sure. Yep. With guys who are proven already. So I don't think they're going to have to do that, but they do have the option. I think that the recruiting is interesting. I think the 2018 group, Jahan Dotson, Daniel George, Justin Shorter, when it's all said and done, could go down as Penn State's best recruiting group, as at least during Franklin's tenure. But could you think of a better three-person recruiting class at a position than that one right there?
I don't think so.
On talent alone, right?
No, I don't think so. I mean, look, before Nick Tarburton turned into a defensive lineman and before Charlie Catcher sort of was up in the air about whether he's a linebacker or safety, I'd say you could make the argument that the linebacker hall in this same class.
I would say the same thing about offensive tackle before Nana Asidu had his heart condition.
Right.
Diagnosed.
So, which is a shame. But yeah, so I mean, without question, you could point to a number of guys on the roster and say, or I'm sorry, in this last class and say, okay, that position group could be it. The only thing is, this was actually the one that stuck together. And actually is all going to play the position that it was recruited for. So, yeah, no question about it. I mean, Ed, you are hard-pressed to find a better three to commit. And keep in mind, Penn State almost didn't have Jahan Dotson. I mean, he, you know, was looking at going to UCLA. Jim Moore leaves. Chip Kelly comes in. Chip Kelly says, why do we have this guy from Pennsylvania committed to us? As everything sort of fell apart with the commitment. Jahan Dotson looking for a home in January, it's not an easy thing to do. What is an easy thing to do if you're Penn State? Pick up the telephone and see if he wants to come play for you, and he did.
Here's the great thing about what Penn State's got going on, and what they did in the 2017 recruiting class was recruit guys who could go inside or out. I would say Mack Hippenhammer and Cam Sullivan Brown both fall under that category. They could thrive as a slot guy. They can thrive on the outside. And what you're going to have, I think, after DeAndre Tompkins moves on, maybe Brandon Polk, maybe KJ Hamler ends up emerging as a full-time slot guy. But you have all these options. But I think ultimately, maybe his third season on campus, Jahan Dotson is going to light it up. from that slot role.
Yeah.
But they took a little different approach to the 17 class than they did the others. They weren't looking for these hulking monsters. They got a few guys who can do a lot of different things.
Yeah, and I'm interested to see what Cam Sullivan Brown can do at some point in his career. He feels like the forgotten guy.
He's going to come along quietly.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if it's fair to forget him or if it's just he hasn't made a splash. I mean, look, KJ Hamler is one of the more outgoing guys on the team, so it's easy for us to notice him even though he's not playing. And what do when we notice a guy? James Franklin gets asked about him. That guy gets talked about. Now, look, to be fair, the KJ Hamler hype was pretty much built from traditional spring questions of the players, which is which young guys are standing out. And everyone to a T almost said KJ Hamler, KJ Hamler, KJ Hamler. So now the bar is set super high. He's 5'9". The bar is set at like 7'2". I mean, it's just he is expected to do a lot this year and whatever role Penn State uses him. And keep in mind, too, that this is a guy Penn State probably does not get if he doesn't tear his ACL and miss his entire senior season.
And it's one of the early sort of rewards of recruiting in Florida,
right,
too. I mean, he's from Michigan originally.
Right.
Moved on to IMG Academy. Here's a question. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, just double back on that quick. Jaywon Sider got his first win with John Dunmore, too. So that was the first. He's obviously Hollywood, Florida kid. He's been to three different high schools, I think, which is sort of strange. But Jaywon Sider recruited him while at Florida. He was one of the first prospects that Sider had Penn State offer when he arrived on campus, and he's able to close the deal.
So we tackled the what if guys leave early thing. What if nobody leaves early after the 18 season? Is there a possibility that Penn State's got too many options here? And if that is true, is there a possibility of anybody? I can't really recall high school film and who's got experience playing on defense, but is there a possibility that somebody's got to move?
Yeah, I mean, this was always Josh Gattis's biggest problem, was that he had too many guys. So DeAndre Tompkins definitely gone, so you clear up one spot. But yeah, I mean, if Brandon Polk and Juwan Johnson both stay, then yeah, I mean, you're looking at, what, 9 guys in your receivers room, assuming you get Dunmore. I don't think it's the end of the world, for sure. But, you know, again, what it comes down to, Dustin, is that the higher level you recruit at, the more likely it is that you're going to lose guys. And I just think that, or not lose guys, but get guys quicker through your development stages and get them on the field faster. So yeah, it's an interesting question. If any of these guys could play defense, I don't know. Maybe Hippenhammer's obviously a baseball player. He's very versatile. Maybe he could play defense at the next level, but I'm not too sure about any of these other guys.
I think Penn State is committed to getting 2 or 3 wide receivers every single class because they know they can get it done at numbers. They know that the offense can focus on distribution. They can plug and play guys. They've got that system going, but there's always a fine line with that. Not enough depth and too much depth is something they've got to manage there at wide receiver. They've been doing a bang-up job. John Dunmore, just the latest. We're moving on here. Devin Ford, 5-star running back, Virginia, scheduled to join us right after this. Hey Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
If you're looking for the largest selection of beers in the area, it's time to head on over to Route 15 Beverage Express in Dillsburg. Conveniently located right off Route 15, you will also find a great selection of local and craft beers, and you can take care of all your barbecue needs as Route 15 Beverage now carries the great 409 Tailgate Club sauces and rubs. Head over to my favorite place, Ross Tucker, Route 15 Beverage Express. Convenient location, largest selection, and great service.